fresh from a tour of Canada and America, the fabulous Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band!
Yeah, we kept running, burning blind. Survive. So we're not- Straight ahead, walking wild, belly. And this bridge man, tuning up for Saturday night. Wild Billy slammed on his coaster brakes. Said anybody wanna go on up a greasy lake? About a mile down on the dark side of Route 88. Got a bottle of rouge, let's try it. She said, honey, let me hear. We danced all night to the soul, baby. She kissed me just right, like only a lonely angel can. Felt just right.
Oh,
I grew up in this small town. It was about 10,000 people. It's about 20 miles inland from the coast. And I lived in this two-family house. It was on this main street in town. And my mother, she was a secretary. She worked downtown for one of the lawyers, one of the big office buildings. And my pop, he was a guard in jail for a while. And sometimes he worked in a plastics factory. And sometimes he got some jobs driving trucks, but a lot of times he was just home. And we used to live next door to this gas station. I remember in the summertime, it was this little roof off my room. I used to open the window and drag my mattress outside the roof and sleep outside at night. And that station used to close up about 1 o'clock. But I remember all night long there'd be these different guys, some cats pulling in. Some cats were older cats that I knew from school. Other guys that just seen them around town. They'd pull in all night and meet each other there and drive off down the highway, down towards the beach, down towards the coast. And I lay there and I think about when I was gonna be old enough. So as soon as I hit 16, I started heading to New York City as much as I could. Me and this friend of mine, this guy named Ski Watts, we used to get these jobs downtown. We worked downtown in the village for a while. Some little cafes, and we would just hang around Port Authority until we ran out of money. The cops proofed us and sent us back home on the bus to call my folks. I remember my pop, I used to hate going back home because the old man, every night, 9 o'clock every night, he'd shut off all the lights in the house, and he'd sit in the kitchen in the dark, just six-pack of beer, smoking cigarettes. And my mom, she'd just sit in the front room with all the lights out, just watching TV all night till she fell asleep. I woke up next morning, go to work. And I knew no matter what time I got home, whether I'd been gone for a few days or if I was just coming in late at night, I knew the old man would be sitting at that table waiting for me. And he used to lock up the front door so that me and my sister couldn't come in around the front, so we used to have to go around the side of the kitchen, have to go through. And I'd stay in there in that driveway. I could look through the screen door and see the light of his cigarette. I'd stay in there and I'd slick my hair back real tight so he couldn't tell how long it was. I'd get up on the porch and try to make it through the kitchen. And he'd wait every night, he'd wait till I hit that bottom step, just about heading upstairs, thought I'd made it to my room, you know. And he'd call my name and come back and sit down at the kitchen table. And it depend, if it was early, it wasn't too bad because he hadn't been sitting there too long. But if it was late, he'd been sitting there all night and drinking a whole lot. I'd sit there in the dark and he'd be telling me his night. And I remember I could always, sitting there and I could always hear his voice. I remember I could never see his face. Pretty soon he'd be asking me where I was getting my money from and what I thought I was doing with myself. And before long we'd end up screaming at each other. My mother ended up running from the front room crying, trying to keep off me, trying to keep us from fighting with each other. And I ended up screaming, running out the back door, telling him he's gonna have to understand that it's my life. I was gonna do what I wanted to do. It's a hard world to get a break. All of good things have been taken. We'll be right back. sways. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison, Simon for the Lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Do you run back inside? Darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Or show a little faith, there's magic in the night. Hey, you ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, it's alright. You can hide, keep your covers, and study your pain. Across the street, your lovers, waste the summer, pray on a vein for Savior rise on these streets. Why can't no hero that's understood all the redemption I can offer girls beneath this dirty hood? With a chance of maybe good somehow, hey, what else can we do now except to my front seat. Doors open, put the ride in front. Hey, I know you're lonely. There's words that I ain't spoken. Tonight, boy, we'll be free. All the promises will be broken. Oh, what else to the eyes? All the boys are sad. Yeah.
Oh,
in the dark, on the beach of Stockton's wine, when desperate lovers part beside the last of the Duke Street kings. bus was pulling in. I was standing in our room. I remember you promised. You were never going to place without me. Yeah, my rain came tumbling down. And I was standing in our room for it. I was just thinking. All I could think about was that you promised. He was never going to go any places on me. And the rain came tumbling down. And the rain came tumbling down. And I'm standing in the room. That's when and I figured it all out. I had it all figured out. Except.
Streets, hiding on the bed streets, hiding on the bed.
Magic Rat Joe's Sleep Machine. Over the Jersey State line. Barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge. Drinking warm beer. Little star summer rain. Rat pulls the town, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance and disappear down the front window lane. Maximum lawman run down from window, chasing a rat. Yeah, I'm a barefoot girl. The kids around there look just like shadows, all in sight, holding hands. From the churches to the jails, tonight there is silence in the world. As we take our stand down in John. Thank you. who haunts me. So in a bedroom rocking, you whisper the song, refusal and then surrender. In the tunnels of town, the rats on dream guns them down. Their shots echo down them always. Nobody's watching when an ambulance pulls away. Oh, when the girl shuts out that bedroom light. But outside the streets on fire in a wheel of death runs. Between what's flesh and what's fantasy. And the parts down here don't write nothing. They just stand back and let it all bleed. And we're praying tonight that you each for their moment try to make an honest stand. But they wind up wounded. They're not even dead. Dead. Tonight in jungle. This song is I like to play a song of all but like, cause this song is like connected to one of the big tragedies of my life. It's like it's a very serious depressing number. It's like every time I go out on the West Coast, my mother, I used to go out with this girl, down long and short, and like, yeah, it was she wrote all the stuff in, like, you know, my yearbook when I was graduating and stuff. My mother, you know, still, I love you forever and we'll never break up, at least my part, but, you know, all kind of stuff. So it was like, please, no applause. And I was like, I go out west, my mom, she makes me look at it every time I go out there to teach me a lesson. It's because she broke up and ran away with this guy on this gas station down along the coast. And what the fuck, right? I mean, I have to go south and all that stuff like that, right? Come back.
Cowboy, rider, scenery of guns, revive my wife. haven't done this song in a while. I want to do it for somebody that's here tonight. I can't remember what it was. Are you ready? Let's miss you till tomorrow.
Blue Jazz, Blue Jazz, Blue Jazz, Blue Jazz song.
it slowed down. So you messed a little bit. Leave me. Got to help me. This next move, everybody with weak stomachs or weak hearts, the management has requested us to ask you to step out to the lobby. This next move may be dangerous to your health. You may fall over, hit your head on somebody else's shoe. You can't tell what's gonna happen. And we need a little bit of silence for this next maneuver. Go ahead, man. Give me a minute, will you? You got it, man.
Absolutely.